Hello, I am Michael Kaiton, and this is Inside SCOM. Inside SCOM is the production of the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. The program brings the minister of SCOM on radio by presenting to you teachings, testimonies, and SCOM events so that you can have a picture of what SCOM is all about and, where possible, participate in SCOM activities. Today we're going to finalize the presentation on the SCOM Code of Conduct by Professor Levison Chwaula. We'll also hear a testimony from Jacqueline Mlauzi and an update of what's happening in SCOM. Before I start, I invite Sidewalk Prophets and will give us a track titled Live Like That.
Sometimes I think, what will people say of me when I'm only just a memory? When I'm home where my soul belongs, was I love but no one else would show up? Was I Jesus to the least of us? Was my worship more than just a song?
You're listening to Inside SCOM.
I wanna
you are listening to Inside SCOM.
Am I proof that you are who you say you are? That grace can really change your heart? Do I live like your love is true? People pass, and even if they don't know my name, is there evidence that I've been changed?
Titled Live Like That, done by Sidewalk Prophets, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. Today you are with me, Michael Kaiton. Now, I invite Professor Levison Chwaula to finalize the presentation on the SCOM Code of Conduct.
Dressing, the SCOM Code of Conduct recognizes the following principles on dressing. I'll just read them, and then you should reflect on them in your mind. The body of Christ, okay, the body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. So, mukamari veka tubiro, take note of that. Kuzimendugu veka tubiro, this SCOM, we might now tubiri ndira ambuye ndipa ambuye ndo atubiro. Whatever you put on, wear it as unto the Lord, giving thanks to God through him. Dressing must reflect our appreciation to God for creating us in his image. Jesus must be Lord of our every choice we make, even of clothes. Freedom of dressing must be defined by what is beneficial to us and the body of Christ in general. So you, in general, you realize that when it comes to dressing, my principles in general, we SCOM will not say put on this piece of cloth or that piece of cloth, but SCOM is saying we must determine what is good for us as guided by the word of God. And then SCOM is saying in doing so, we should realize that your dressing should really cover your nakedness. Don't tell yourself that you have dressed when you can still see your nakedness. Amen. The first clothes that God made for Adam and Eve, the aim was to cover the nakedness. So if you realize that your dressing is leaving nakedness, design imene yukisana ndi design ya mulungu ya zovara. We will not go into the details. I also talk about participation in politics because itaruamu chaka chazi sanko, so I noted kuti this item I should also highlight from the SCOM code of conduct. First of all, SCOM understands politics as a process of yielding power in order to run or influence the government and benefit the general citizen. Choringa jandari is really to benefit and to many more to mikira. So SCOM yambanga recognize that. SCOM does not really look at politics kuti is dirty. We do not subscribe to the definition of politics as a data game. We recognize politics many maineka kukhalira kuti ndi process yopanga identify my leaders who will be making decisions for the benefit of the citizens. So if you are interested in politics, as SCOM says, go ahead. It's a way of you saving the country. But there is a but. SCOM expects kuti mukamapanga ndalezo, two things are important. First of all, do not use SCOM structures, SCOM slogans, SCOM resources for your political interests. Musabide wakaendela skuru, wakamaliza kuendela skuru, kena kutuweze kakuti mkwawza antuza chipani chanu, kabina za intention yanu yo imira. That's not what we want you to be doing. Even ni mkakauti mkucheza nkani za ndare, ndi ya bale amine mma masuka nao, cheza ni mwa neutral. Osa abezeka kuti mwakumana, mudikida a meeting ya SCOM, a SCOM of meeting, you are canvassing for the votes. It's not allowed in SCOM. While SCOM is supporting you to do politics, but you don't want you to use our platforms for political benefits. Then the second thing is, that is, dipo mukayamba nene so kuti mukayamba tizi kupemphererana because we really wish you to do well. Chimecho date nene. Tizi mafundisisa kuti mupambane kuti ndo mutenge. So, although sithi kufuna kuti mukabwera kuno muzipanga campaign, koma should realize kuti we will pray for you. And actually, if ifeso ngati zandalezo kuti matter, but as individuals, but not as members of SCOM. But the point is, mukawinano dindo, when you become an MP, when you become a president, when you become any influential individual, SCOM will still expect you, as you are conducting yourself in politics, you shall maintain integrity. So when SCOM observes kuti izizi palibe zukulowa integrity ikuperewera in your conduct, in our code of conduct we are saying kuti tikwenika kuti tikuitane tikhale nawe pansi, and the disciplinary actions if necessary should be done. We are reminding each other these things because you realize that we are becoming more actively involved in politics as a ministry. Previously we were not, but now we have a lot of believers that are, and mainly let me say, a lot of SCOM members in politics. We should know how to approach them, so it means we support them, and we should know kuti akalakwitsa, how should we also handle them. We should realize that we committed ourselves to be helping each other. I think the last a point I wanted to highlight, and of course this is almost everything, on human rights and freedoms. SCOM encourages members to routinely check if some of the rights that are being progressed are in line with the word of God. So don't just pick anything and move with it. Always check if something is in line with the word of God. Some of the controversial items we develop position papers to make sure that we guide ourselves. SCOM discourages members from exercising the rights that do not edify or build the body of Christ. They are contradictory with the word of God. We need to not promote as such. It should be very clear that you, as a member of SCOM, you are not promoting them. We should not see you unsay umutanyamula placard mukupanga promote these rights that are questionable. We zone yanu ikweni kuti ikuita neni ikufunse kuti mwapanga zimene zichabwanji. I know it becomes sometimes tricky we yakauti kupanga ndo office yako, but then that's the time when you are to define who you are. And in the process, we also do not expect you to cause confusion even within the ministry in the name of ndufulu wanga. Tilindi order kunoko, tilindi structure, organogram, governance structure. Let's follow it properly. Let's not just cause confusion. But ndufulu wanga, ndufulu wanga. No, that anarchy will also call you to a disciplinary hearing, and of course to cancel you. Some of you just need counseling, not even disciplining. I wanted to conclude. In my concluding remarks, I'm saying this. First of all, the guidelines for a SCOM code of conduct is one of the very important resource books for our ministry. And because of that, we must familiarize ourselves with it. Because of that, I'm really encouraging you to read it. Because this will help us to minimize mavutwena ameti makanao, which are really trivial. Mavutwena ameti makanao, they are really trivial. It shows lack of knowledge on what the ministry is about. The other thing is, after you have familiarized yourself with the SCOM code of conduct, we are expecting you to follow what is in that document. We are expecting you to follow. We are expecting you to make sure that as far as when you are running the business of SCOM or your own business, you make sure that you follow these guidelines. They are very important. They bring order in a community. They also reduce the chances of creating conflicts. The other thing is, we need to teach others about this. When I was asked to take on this, I was telling, first of all, the vice chair that reluctantly I've accepted, because I thought it is an obvious topic. It's just giving people the document and ask them to read. But when I started preparing for this, I realized that it is not as straightforward as I thought. So we need to be explaining to each other what this document is. The students of secondary school, it may not could we present the whole document at one go, but we can pick topics in each of the sections and being able to guide our students. Finally, I wanted to repeat what I said earlier on, that we should always remember that the word of God remain relevant and supreme when it comes to code of conduct. Zimene tinaika mu code of conduct, they are not everything. They are just the things we thought many felt really our diversity, kukhala pakati pathu anyamata, asungwa nakulakulu, anthu angono, anthu opeza chuma mosiana, anthu opunzira mosiana. We noted that there will be need for some guidelines on some elements to make sure kuti tikupanga move together. So although we extracted these things, the point I am emphasizing is the word of God shall remain supreme on our conduct. Actually, tika nakauti tonsefe tima mvera bwino mwa Mulungu mene ana wapatsira mwini wake. Zima document ngati zizi, they were irrelevant. Bwezi tonse tikukondana, so isunga munene munthu ina zoipa, because there is true love. Sunga bezeke kuti mukupanga ma human rights osiyana ni mwa Mulungu, because you already know mwa Mulungu amanya kuti ayi. But because of kusamva kwathu, because of kusachita bwino kwathu, that's why we say I think and hawawa akufunika an additional document apart from the Bible, but this is not replacing the Bible. Amen.
That's the voice of Professor Levison Chiwaula, who was sharing on the SCOM code of conduct.
Hi, my name is Ellen Napala, and you are listening to Inside SCOM on TWR.
Now let's hear a poem from Dalitso Jigoma.
Siku langwaturo lidzakhala tsiku labwino bwino. Mwina dzuwa liriga, kapena somwezi ulindala, kaya mpepo ili petu. Mwina anso kuli zizi ziku zizira, mwina anso kuli mikute. Kapena antu akugona, zizatengela ntawi ya chochitikacho, nkani zafala pose pose. Zizi nkutwani makwadiso, nantinde wa antu sadza oneka anso. ndieto kudzakhala gwiragwidwa oyela ntima kusandulika mkampindi nkhani idzafala posepose pakuti ambuya adzatsika kumwamba mwini yekha ndi mfuwu ndi mmawu angelo wamkulu ndi lipenga la mulungu ndipo akufa mwa khristu adzayamba kuuka pamenepo ife okhala ndi moyo otsalafe tidzakwatulidwa nawo pamodzi mmitambo kukakumana ndi ambuye mlengalenga ndipo potero tidzakhala ndi ambuye nthawi zonse nkhani idzafala posepose nkhani idzafala mmawayiresi pakanema napo nkhani idzakhala yomweyo kanema olephera kuonetsa anthu osowawo koma anthu diso lili ga pakanemapo ngati aonepo osowawo nkhani idzafala m'masamba a mchezo makampani alamya adzagulitsa mipukutu ya intaneti nkhani idzafala posepose zidzakhala zolilitsa kwa ena otsalawa ena adzazitengera sewero ena adzaseka chikhakhali ena kusowa mtengo wogwira ena atachikhoma chiliro kulira ena kungokhala kakasi kusowa chonena kusandulika amasiye mkampindi kulakalaka nthaka itakumeza otsalawe nkhani idzafala posepose dokotala osamuona patient atasowa ana sikulu kuswela mkalasi mphunzitsi atasowa pena kalasi ili mkati ana sikulu kusowa osaoneka chigayo kumangolira ogayitsa atasowa galimoto kupita ku pompo oyendetsa atasowa pilot wa ndege naye atasowa akaidi ena osaoneka nayeso olondera akaidi atasowa kuma ofesa abwana kulibeko nayeso messengera atasowa nkhani idzafala posepose otsalawo adzakhala kakasi abale awo anasi awo atasowa kudzaveka tinkhani.
Hello, my name is Dorothy Shema. You're now listening to Inside SCOM.
We now go to our testimony segment, and today we're going to hear from Jacqueline Mlauzi.
Jacqueline Mlauzi, I'm currently staying in Lilongwe, area 25, but I'm from Blantyre. I'm doing internship at NIF as a loan officer. It's a government internship.
A little bit of your education background.
I did secondary at Njandeyo Secondary School. From there, I went to Mzuzu University. I was doing bachelor's in transformative community development.
So, when did you become born again?
I became born again 2015. I've forgotten the exact dates. It was through school. I was in Form 3 then. My friend, who was the chair lady, invited me. So after the experience that I had, I got healed that day from anemia. So with everything that I experienced, I became born again and I made a decision to join SCOM.
How was SCOM at Ndirande Hill?
Wow, it was amazing. Actually, it was one of the things that shaped me to be where I am. The people were nice and I didn't feel like a stranger. It felt like home. I found so many friends there. It built my prayer life. It built like my educational part, my physical part, and everything. Yeah.
What's the most memorable moment for you at Ndirande Hill?
I think it was that day when I experienced the power of the Holy Ghost. It was my first day in school. I got healed. I experienced His power, and I was so convinced that I want to follow Jesus Christ and I want to be in school forever.
Going to Nzuzu University, what's the most memorable moment for you at Nzuzu?
Wow, I think it was my graduation day. Looking back, I was just seeing God's faithfulness. And yeah, indeed God's faithfulness, our anchor and hope. Yeah, I was just seeing all the way His faithfulness. Actually, to talk more about it, it was a redirection course. When I was applying, I didn't apply for that course. So it was a new course. It's in Environmental Science Faculty, Department of Agri-Science. So it's actually a Bachelor of Science in Transformative Community Development. So when I got selected there, my brother, who was ahead of me, He was also at Inzone. So he was like, you can't do this course, maths, sciences, and seeing the history, because it was just 2 years at that time. So seeing the history of the program, he thought maybe I could be withdrawn. So there were a lot of things from within the journey. Many of my friends got withdrawn. Many of my friends had withdrawals and repeats. We started about 35. We finished 17. So just seeing that, I was seeing God's faithfulness. So it was a memorable day for me.
Going back to SCOM, how has SCOM impacted your life?
Well, it has impacted me a lot. Like, starting from the first day, I can start about my health. When they say God heals, I know God heals, because that is what captured me. I was having anemia, and my skin was pale, and mostly I was having like headaches, like heart beating fast and all that. So my mom took me to the hospital. I was drinking medicine and all that, but then I didn't see any change. So, and even the hospital, they didn't know the cause of it. They thought maybe stress and all that. So when my friend invited me there, I remember I was carrying the medicine in my pocket. So I was like, let me just go see. So when I went there, I was prayed for by the chair. We were praying. Not I was prayed for, but then we were praying. But it was something that it didn't happen anything magical, but I just knew that something in me has changed, and I just made the decision at that time. That's the healing part, also educational. In my JCE, I used to work hard, but then I wasn't successful as I wanted. And even my JC certificate isn't as good as MCE. And my parents were just surprised when I got my points. Of course, I was disappointed, but then my parents were surprised, because what happened was just by grace. Even at Mzuni, ISCOM, that helped me to succeed. The company that also I had at Mzuzu University, when maybe things are difficult, we used to go to the brothers who were ahead of us, to ask them, to the sisters, to ask them how did they do it. So it was just amazing. So ISCOM has shaped like the whole of my life, yeah.
All right, thank you. Lastly, what would be your word of encouragement to students and maybe all those that are listening to us now?
Just believe when you go to school, because what the world is experiencing right now, most of the teenagers, it's a lot, because most of the teenagers, drug and substance abuse, a lot is happening to them, and this generation, it's getting worse by the day. But I believe SCOM, it's the answer that God has given to Malawi, to this generation, that if you can hold it, our Lord is going to change, because we are raising an upright generation, and I believe that an upright generation is being raised in us. What we need to do is just to believe in God and to believe the foundations that SCOM, through the Holy Spirit, is laying. Yeah.
That's the voice of Jacqueline Mlauzi, who was our guest in today's testimony segment.
Hello, I'm Herbert Mwarukomo. You are listening to Inside SCOM.
Finally, let me give you an update of what's happening in SCOM. The SCOM Universities and Colleges Conference, popularly known as UCS Conference, will take place from this Friday, 1st November, to Sunday, 3rd November, 2024, at the Zuzu University. The theme for the conference is Pressing On Towards the Goal. And registration fees are 5,000 kwacha for students that will be coming from the eastern and southern region, 6,000 kwacha for those that will be coming from the central region, and 7,000 kwacha for those that are based in the northern region. Speakers at the conference are Pastor Mwiza Nyirenda, Patrick Awudzu, Katoto Ntambo, Wanangwa Chirwa, Reverend Vincent Kalua, Dr. Joyce Mlenga, Herbert Mwarukomo, and Reverend Lubin Matundu. In case you want to sponsor a student or you want to be part of this conference, visit our Facebook page for more details. This Saturday, 2nd November 2024, SCOM in Kasungu will have joint meetings at the following places: Kaluluma CDSS, Chatope CDSS, and Kawia CDSS. In Blanta, there will be an inter-branch meeting on 9 November at Muria CDSS, and the visiting school is Kobwe CDSS. Well, that update brings us to the end of this week's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony or SCOM updates, please just get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. Like and follow our Facebook page, facebook.com/scom.mw, for more updates about SCOM. There you'll also be able to live stream SCOM services like the UCS conference, which is happening this weekend. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, we'll present to you another edition of Inside SCOM. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaito.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.